This is Talking Horses on RSN Sport 927. Inglis have had a busy week with the December Thoroughbred sale out at Oaklands Junction. Simon Vivian was there amidst all the action and he joins us on the program. Morning, Simon.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm very well. How did the sale end up?
Joe, we were delighted with the sale. Look, it wasn't a big sale in numbers and December never is. We usually aim for around about the 130 to 150 in total offering, and I think we ended up with 118 in the main catalogue at the supplementary combined. So, but we went into it, and it was quite an extraordinary sale, to be really honest with you, Joe. We had four horses make $100,000 or more. The top price was $102,000 for a horse by the name of Big Blue from the Godolphin horses. Look, Godolphin supported the sale fantastically well, as they always do. And I thought the results of the sale were quite extraordinary. I think that it ended up doing just under $1.7 million. Short, sharp and shiny all over in about 4.5 hours. But a very, very successful sale and great competition on so many of the lots that we offered.
Indeed. So Big Blue, the former European stay, was the top price to a horse selling for $102,000 to Mar Bloodstock, one of four horses to reach the six figures, as you've outlined, Simon. Other lots to realise $100,000 were the geldings Demonstrate and Foundation and the racemare Soiree.
Indeed, yes, Soiree. She was a beautiful filly. She's a Lonro filly when she came into the ring. I'd seen her earlier in the day, but she's just got one of those typical Lonro heads. It's one of those real princess heads. She's a beautiful filly, and she obviously carries great dual purpose value. So it was great to see the girls and the boys mix it up at the top part of the sale.
So the overall clearance rate was healthy at 90%.
Yeah, always important with any of these sales, Joe. Clearance rates become such an essential part. A couple of the horses that we'd love to have seen get sold didn't. In fact, I think that when I left the office last night, I think we were just at 91%. Because obviously in a sale like this, every time you sell one, you're almost adding 1% to it. But we're continuing to work at the moment on other lots that are still being under private sale negotiation. And I would have to say that probably by the middle part of next week, we're going to probably knock over another three or four horses. So we would be fairly confident of being able to get ourselves up to pretty close to a 95% clearance rate, which in a sale like this was terrific. And the horses were just so well presented to us. The draft of horses, as I mentioned, of Godolphins. But beyond them, we had a great batch of racing stock from Lindsay Park Racing and Contract Racing as well, plus mares from Swetnam and some yearlings from Woodside Park. So the across-the-board offering met with fabulous support from a really extensive buying bench that had travelled to Melbourne from right around the country.
So, Simon, that was the last Inglis sale for 2018 and caps off what's been a very successful year for the company.
Has been a great year, Joe. Both states of Victoria and New South Wales have both had fabulous years. Delighted with the response that we've had from our vendors. Great support from our purchasers. We've been very privileged to be able to offer such a vast range of horses. And look, it has been a great year for the company. We've worked very hard to try and achieve the results that we've done. But it's always great to be able to get to Christmas and be able to sit back and look back on 12 months of very successful trading and then look forward to what's going to be a very, very exciting 2018 for the company.
It sure is. The first auction for the new year is the Classic Yearling Sale, and that will be historic because it will be your first sale at the new Riverside Stables in Sydney from Feb 10 to 13.
Joe, it's going to be one of the most exciting things that's probably happened in the thoroughbred marketing aspect of this country for decades, I would suggest to you. I had the privilege of being out at Riverside Stables earlier last week, and we went around as a team and had a look at the development of both the hotel and the stabling and the hospitality that's going to be offered to all of our clients. Look, obviously when you start with a blank canvas, we're in a position of being able to design a complex that is absolutely world-class, state of the art. And look, the boys in Sydney have done a fantastic job in the way that they've been able to bring this entire project together. It's been extraordinarily expensive, as you're probably aware, but it's been a real commitment from Inglis to the thoroughbred industry, not just of New South Wales, but also of the entire country. And I think that everybody's feeling very proud, very anxious as we go there. It was like looking at an ant nest when you look at the workers running around doing all sorts of different tasks, and goodness me, I don't know how they actually can coordinate getting wiring done and plumbing done and carpets laid and tiles laid and bathrooms put in. Oh, goodness me, it was a... But all of that said, it's going to come together. I think that the Sydney team are proposing to move out to Riverside before Christmas, and then obviously, as you said, looking forward to that sale in February, a classic where I think it's going to be bumper to bumper. Brand new hotel, 147 rooms, great new complex. It is going to be the eyes of the thoroughbred world will be on England at that time. Make no mistake.
And make no mistake, a career in the building and construction industry for you, Simon, doesn't appear to be beckoning anytime soon.
Joe, I'm nowhere near organised enough. I don't know how they do it, honestly. It looked like the old theory of a dog's breakfast. You know, there was people and gear everywhere and wires all over the floor and all over the roof. But look, you've got to applaud these people. You know that at the end of the day, they pull it all together brilliantly. Right at the moment, you know, it's almost for us that are not involved in it, it looks totally confusing. But clearly, every person that's involved in the task has a job to do, and each one of them knows what their job is. And look, I applaud the site managers and everybody that's involved in the building of the property and the complex, because it's pretty amazing. But you're right, it ain't my forte. I can tell you, it's hard enough organising horse sales, and sometimes we even think that's complicated. But I can promise you that it looks like a walk in the park compared.
I'm the same, Simon. Don't worry. There's no chance that I'll be donning a high-vis vest anytime soon in a hard hat.
Oh, Joe, you look sensational in a hard hat, I'm sure.
Now, Classic is followed, of course, by the Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale at Oakland's, Simon, and 770 yearlings have been catalogued for this sale, which will take place from March 4 to 7.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Joe. It's a very, very exciting... very exciting catalogue, a very exciting time for us, because this is the culmination of what is probably about 10 months of work. We get onto the farms straight after the Premier each year, and that almost takes us through to a period where we're on the farms looking at all of the weaning links as much as we possibly can, and then all of a sudden, you know, we start to get entries coming in. We're going to get back out there, do further inspections, and the culmination of that 10 months of work comes out right at this time when a catalogue is completed and put together. We had just under 2,000 applications to get into Premier. By the time we sort of by the time we sort of go through, do the inspections and do our final selections, knowing that we've got just under 800 boxes at Premier at the Oaklands complex, we always aim for around about 700 and sort of 70, 780 numbers in the numbers. And that's what we've ended up with. We've ended up with 770 lots. But again, as Melbourne always does, Joe, smorgasbord of different size, different pedigrees, different types of horses, some two-year-old speed horses, some three-year-old and older horses that are going to get over a bit of ground, vendors from right around the country, plus New Zealand. So it's a real potpourri of quality horses.
Interesting noise in the background there, Simon, dare I ask?
If I could catch her, I would. But it's a little miniature Dachshund who's having a lot of fun.
Fantastic!
With me, that's little Lottie. So she's actually trying to say hello to your audience, Joe. She does it in her own way.
I can relate completely. I have a sausage dog myself.
Oh, have you? Okay. Well, you know exactly what I mean. And, the fact that I'm actually on the phone and ignoring her, this is part of her way of telling me that I'm out of order.
How old is she, Simon?
She is about 1.5, Joe.
Oh, right.
She was a March 2000, and I do apologise. I'll take that joy away from her. Actually, I've got it under control. We actually got her from North Queensland, from some thoroughbred breeders who are based in about 350 kilometres north of Brisbane. So that's where we tracked her down. But she's another little princess. She could be by Lonro. She's very pretty, very pretty.
Is she a black and tan?
No, she's a caramel colour. She's American coloured. So a caramel, and she's even got the caramel coloured nose, which is very uncommon. Most of them have got a black nose. So we're very, very proud of her. Very proud of her.
Anyway, yeah, they're awesome characters, aren't they?
They are. Thank
you.
Oh, dear. It's all, actually. That's the amazing part about them.
Yeah. And how are things progressing towards the Easter sales at this point in time?
Easter's going to be very strong again, Joe. Look, I think the catalogues, it's sort of been an interesting year as we've put the catalogues together, because there's been a significantly increased focus on classic from breeders right around the country, because so many people want to be involved in the Classic sale because of the new complex and, of course, the outstanding success that, that Classic has been enjoying over the last couple of years, most especially 2017. So Classic had a big number, a big increase in numbers for horses to go there. Premier was fabulously well supported again, and I'm delighted with what we've put together. And then, of course, the pinnacle of the English sales and also the yearling sales in the Southern Hemisphere is the Australian Easter yearling sale, which will take place at Riverside Stables in Sydney in April. And whilst that catalogue doesn't get completed and put to bed until the middle part of January, having spoken to Jonathan Darcy through the week about the quality of horses that are entered for the Easter sale, it is going to be another absolute belter. It's a very select sale. It's never a massively big sale. Again, it'll be around about that 450 lot type of category. But the best of the best will find their way to Riverside in April, and I have no doubt that it's going to be another outstanding sale.
Simon, great to catch up with you. All the best for Christmas and the New Year. Are you going to have a little spell before the busy 2018 yearling sale season starts?
We do have a little break, Joe. We close down between Christmas and New Year, so it's nice to be able to catch our breath. And like a lot of people, in our countdown towards Christmas, you look back and you reflect back on a successful 2017, but also very aware that from the 1st of January 2018, the intensity starts again, and the thoroughbred community starts to focus on yearling sales and big race dates. Obviously, we've got some outstanding racing that will take place in the country throughout the first quarter of the year next year, and all the yearling sales start, and we're back into it. So looking forward to it. Enjoyed 2017. Looking forward to 2018.
Excellent, Simon, and thanks for all your input on Talking Horses throughout 2017.
Thank you for your time, Joe. Really appreciate it.
Simon Vivian from Inglis discussing the December thoroughbred sale at Oaklands Junction this week and looking ahead to the yearling sale season that is only just around the corner.